Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you're making dua, then make dua for yourself, for your family, your community, and the ummah at large. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, grants shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and grants protection against the oppressors. Well, today we have another uplifting topic of discussion, the road to repentance, tawbah, which is essential for each and every one of us to do. And lucky is that person who is granted this bounty of making sincere tawbah before they leave the dunya. So what is sincere repentance? We'll cover that in a short while, inshallah, along with other verses of the Quran, ahadith, and narrations that motivate us to constantly make tawbah and repent in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. To discuss this, inshallah, we have our splendid and wonderful Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you doing, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I'm doing well, Mawlana. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah.
So whatever our condition is, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows better whatever is happening to us. We will be talking about tawbah today.
MashaAllah.
You know, to motivate ourselves firstly.
Yes.
And then our honorable listeners and viewers out there to also engage in constant and sincere repentance, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Before that, let's remember the lovely hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud-e Pak. And this we need to include in our daily routine. Yes, we're getting these reminders. We must be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these reminders are given to us all the time or every day, because we need the reminders. We become negligent. We become absorbed in worldly things that we need the reminders all the time for our own benefit. So make this mindset, or create this mindset, that every day I have to dedicate some time for the recitation of the glorious Quran. Start with three verses. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great scholar of Islam who has impacted the lives of millions and millions of Muslims around the globe, advises us, start with three verses of the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. And then from there you grow and monitor your progress. Recite Durud-e Pak and Salawat daily. Istighfar, make sincere tawbah. This is our topic of discussion for today. Make sure to recite Dhikrullah every day. Try to learn something of Ilmuddin from authentic sources and scholars. Do your best to be punctual with your salahs, perform them properly, abstain from sins, practice the sunnah, fulfill rights of others, respect your parents, respect your spouse, your children, your siblings, your neighbors, fulfill their rights as well. think good about others, think good about other Muslims, and remove whatever spiritual ailments that we are infected with. Above all, obey Allah and obey the Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and we'll continue with the discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mustafa, 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 ya Rasul Allah, ya Rasul Allah, mere lafzon mein shams o duha hai, mere lehje mein badr o duja, mashale midhate Mustafa ho, mashale midhate Mustafa ho, har andhere ko main jagmaga dun, aisi ek naat likhne ki ya Rab mujhko taufeeq de, zindagi ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کے قدموں کی آہٹ بتا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی پر لوٹا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلے مدحتِ مصطفیٰ مشعلے مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے، ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر، ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں۔ میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہو، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہو، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں۔ ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب، پہ کرے اسوائے مصطفیٰ میں، ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب، پہ کرے اسوائے مصطفیٰ میں، مسکراؤں اگر سنگ برسے، مسکراؤں اگر سنگ برسے، ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں۔ میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں۔ کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری، حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے، کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری، حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے، کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر، کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر، اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں۔ میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Continue listening to these types of kalams. They will help us develop the love of Almighty Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. They will help us to develop the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah into our hearts as well. And may Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ اسلام از اے ریلیجن آف پازیٹیوٹی اینڈ اے فیتھ وچ گیوز اس ہوپ۔ ڈز میٹر ہاؤ فار ڈاؤن دا رانگ لین وی آر ٹریولنگ، ایز لانگ ایز یو اسٹل الائیو، یو اسٹل بریدنگ، یو اسٹل ہیو اے چانس۔ There's a door that's still available for you to make a U-turn in your life and to return to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. This is what tawbah is. That if a person may feel that I've committed so many sins, I am a habitual sinner, I can't control myself because shaitan is attacking all the time, the nafsul ammara is always pushing us to fulfill evil desires. For fortunate people, there comes a time in their life when they realize that, you know, I'm just running down the wrong lane. I'm running in the opposite direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will forgive a person that makes sincere tawbah out of his mercy, out of his will. But what is a sincere tawbah? The scholars have told us that sincere tawbah, repentance, is firstly acknowledging, admitting the sins that you have done, not to any Mulana sahab, Imam sahab, no, to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu already knows the things that we have done, we have said. But for us to acknowledge it, that Ya Allah, I have committed this sin, I have said this wrong, I have done this wrong, I've hurt whoever's feelings, I have lied, I have cheated, I have deceived, whatever it may be. You turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in privacy. Don't inform others of your sins, because that itself is a sin. And the person may get double punishment. One is for committing that wrong, that sin, and then for exposing your sin and making that person a witness to your sin. If you commit a sin, don't inform anybody. If you missed your salah, some people will say that, hey, I missed this salah, man. You know, I'm going to read qaza. What's the need of telling anybody? You know, Allah knows. You need to make tawbah for that, and you need to make the qaza for that. So number one, admit your sins, acknowledge your sins. There must be sincerity from the bottom of your heart. There must be regret, nadamat, extreme remorse for having committed those sins. And you must make a firm intention and a promise to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will not commit those sins again. These are parts of the pillars of sincere repentance. And then if Allah Azza wa Jal wills out of His mercy, He'll forgive that person. But if I make that firm commitment, I need to keep with it. I can't just betray what I have committed. And a believer fulfills his promises. So sin is like negativity. Okay? And Islam gives us positivity. Sins are disobedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator. And He may hurl that person into the abyss of the hellfire. Islam teaches us that the powerful and beautiful concept of repentance and turning back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is available. This door is available. Who wants to enter that door? Who wants to open that door? I'm not ready yet. You know, I'm having, it's a time to have fun now. This is a great trick of shaitan. You've got time. How much time do you have? Tell me. Do you know when you're going to leave this world? It doesn't matter. Fathers are burying their children. Babies are passing away. So come out. Break free from these shackles of shaitan. These holes that he's got you stuck in. Come out from it. And one way, your first step is repentance. So repentance is something which is there to give us hope and positivity and make that U-turn and go, come back to the right path.
Also, Master, you know what's also important to realize and understand is that there are two things. One is, you know, huququllah, and one is huququl ibad, the rights of Allah and the rights of people. And ulama ikram have mentioned and explained that huququl ibad is more intense and severe than huququllah. Why? Because if he makes sincere tawbah, sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. But on the other hand, if a person violated the rights of others, now it is imperative upon that person that he goes to that brother or whoever that person was that he has hurt to ask him for maaf first, to ask him for forgiveness.
Could you give some examples of violating people's rights?
For example, Mulana Sahib, someone verbally abused someone, or insulted him, or maybe took some of his money. You know, these are violating a person's rights. Now, if such a thing like this, the likes of this occurs, now it will fall into this category of violating the rights of other people. When that happens, it is imperative for the person to go to that person and ask for forgiveness.
So if I just ask Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for forgiveness, that's not sufficient?
No. It's not sufficient. The person will have to ask first forgiveness from that person, then only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive that person.
What if a person feels like, you know, I can't, you know, go to that person there and I'm going to humble myself, humiliate myself, you know, and it doesn't look nice that, just let me ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive my what I did.
In this regard, one has to, you know, understand it like this, that I hurt that person's feelings, I violated his right. What harm is there if I go to him first? What harm is there if apparently to the people, if I am the one lowering myself, then fine. But in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is raising my status. Why? Because I am making that initiative to go. I am going forward. I'm not worried about what people will say, whether I'm lowering myself. No, I'm not worried about all of that. All I want is that this person, I go by him, ask him for maaf, he forgives me. And then I can ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. So in this we see that a person shouldn't be having pride in him. You know, a person shouldn't be having arrogance in him, because these qualities, it stops a person from doing good like this.
These arrogance, pride, these are spiritual diseases actually. You have heard that if you violated somebody's rights, then the way to repent is to ask them for forgiveness. Ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for forgiveness as well. So repentance and asking for forgiveness depends on the sin.
Right.
What kind of a sin it is. If you usurped somebody's property, you stole somebody's property.
Yeah.
You stole somebody's money. Then you say, Ya Allah, please forgive me. You think that's it? You have to return that money. You have to return that property. Even if you put it on your name, you have to return everything. Make sure it goes back on the owner's name. If you deceived somebody, you have to ask for maafi. So like this, all depending on what the crime is, then that's what the repentance will be. You miss salah, you make tawbah, and then you make qaza. You can't just say, make tawbah, oh Allah, please forgive me. You have to make the qaza as well. You still have to read. In fact, you see, this comes to knowledge.
Right.
Everything comes back to knowledge.
Definitely.
Knowledge of deen. I met this one brother. He was a new Muslim of about maybe 20 years, 20 years. And we were having a discussion.
Right.
And I don't know what led to it, but I brought up qaza salas. So he was asking, what is this? Is this a special salah? I said, no, this is, if you missed any salah, then you have to read, you still have to read them.
Right.
You know, like that's the compensation.
Make up for it.
You have to make up by reading them as a qaza, because after the time now, right? And believe me, he was shocked out of his life. He said, no, can't be.
Sure.
I missed so many salahs 20 years ago. This is becoming a Muslim. I said, yes, you have to make a list. You have to make a list of which salahs you missed. You know, we have to do it. In fact, in our app, prayer timings, if I'm not mistaken, one of Dawud Sami apps, there is a facility there for qaza namaz.
Subhanallah.
If you missed, you put down there. So you're keeping a record of your qaza salas. And then you check it, you know what, I missed this on this date. Let me make the qaza and make tawbah as well. Tawbah is a beautiful thing. The glorious Quran tells us that whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves. Don't you want Allah to love you? We'll all say that there. We'll all say, I love Allah Azza wa Jal. I want Allah to love me. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in the Quran, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. This is part of a verse of the Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly.
Subhanallah.
Not just repentance.
Yeah.
Abundantly. So all the time a person is repenting, because we know ourselves. We know we are prone to commit sins, to make mistakes. Insan is from nisyan. We forget, we make mistakes. In fact, the blessed hadith mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated very clearly, all humans make mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent.
Subhanallah.
How wonderful is that? That we're going to make the mistakes. But the best person amongst the people who make mistakes is the one who repents. What am I waiting for? What is stopping me from repenting? What is stopping me from asking, begging forgiveness from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, begging forgiveness from whoever we hurt? Murasa mentioned verbally. Yes, you verbally insulted somebody, you humiliated somebody, you physically assaulted somebody, or psychologically, emotionally, you abused them. Whatever it may be, you are not fulfilling the rights of your spouse, your parents. Did you make tawbah? Did you ask them for forgiveness? Manasab, one thing we are seeing happen a lot, in particular, right? Spouses, husband and wife. Many out there are not fulfilling the rights of each other. So this is a violation of rights. And this ultimately is one of the main causes that leads to the breakdown in the marriage, in the relationship, when the rights are not fulfilled. When they're not living Islamic lives, then it affects the relationship negatively.
Definitely.
Like there was one case where the husband, he just packed his bags and he went to stay somewhere else. Now the wife, who's got children, and he's not giving 1 cent.
Allahu.
1 cent even. And she's trying to phone him. He even blocked her on social media. He blocked her.
Right.
So now she has to go out there, work, pay the bills, food, school fees. We have people like this. Why did you get married? Why did you get married? The financial responsibility, the onus is upon you as the man. And you ran away. So don't you think there's accountability for this? He has to come back. He has to make tawbah. He has to seek forgiveness. And he has to do what is right and fulfill his responsibilities. And this is a message to people out there as well. That if you're not financially capable of looking after your spouse and children, then don't get married. Don't get married. You're going to mess up somebody else's life. That somebody's daughter, that is. You're going to mess her life up. The opposite can be true as well, where the wife is not fulfilling the rights of the husband. There's too many cases like that. Just leaving the house and going, not getting permission, going to meet anybody, everybody, getting influenced. I don't want to go into details, but this is happening. But any time they thought about, you know what, I need to seek forgiveness. I did the wrong thing. Admitting. Having nadamat and making a firm commitment not to do those things again.
You know, that would actually come down to having taqwa. Having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has this, then automatically, you know, they would know that what is right and what is wrong. And when a person does not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see that such people, they go through so many different forms of troubles, trials and tribulations and hardships upon hardships. Why? Because they are living their lives carefree. They are not concerned whether they are violating the rights of others or not. They are not concerned whether they are violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we see all these problems stem. It stems from that, not having the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such people, they are driven more and more and more away from the deen, such that they don't even want to come back towards repentance. And this is where, you know, a person has to be aware of the trap of shaitan. And that is that shaitan will put these whispers that you have done this and you have did this, you have done that. You know what, how can you go back now? You're already drowned in it. Rather stay there more. So the person will find pleasures in continuing to do those sins. Why? Because he finds that there's no hope.
Shaitan beautifies those sins.
Absolutely.
And acts like a barrier against the door of Tawbah.
Exactly.
He tries to divert our attention. Every time you feel guilty, like, you know. But now he gives us reasons to justify that wrong thing. You're still young, or you still got time. And
words like that.
He motivates you towards the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, every time you try to think about coming back, doing the right thing, making tawbah, seeking forgiveness, he's going to try to distract you.
100%.
Divert your attention. You know, it is mentioned in the glorious Quran. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. So I said, O people, seek forgiveness from your Lord. He is most forgiving.
Subhanallah.
There's many virtues. We mentioned a few of them already with regards to sincere repentance. But the tawbah can't be like some people have this understanding, if I just tawbah, hey, all done. You know, I feel like good, like, you know, I made tawbah, like, you know, it's more than that. Tawbah must come from the bottom of your heart. And if a person is consistently committing sins because of the temporary pleasure and joy, then this will make the heart rusty.
Yes.
Because one sin, you know the narration, one sin, when you commit a sin, a dark spot enters the heart. Another sin, another dark spot. You make tawbah, tawbah is a thing that wipes it out.
Yeah.
The dark spot. The rusty heart, you know, hearts become rusty like iron, it is mentioned. And tawbah, repentance, purifies it. Removes that rust, removes the dark spot. But if a person refuses to make tawbah sincerely, what happens? The whole heart is engulfed in darkness. And then nasiha and advice to that person, it just bounces off. They don't take advice from anybody. How many times you heard, you can't talk to him. He's so stubborn. He'll fight with you. Like I had this one youngster, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was telling me, he's still in school, primary school.
Right.
That one of my Muslim friends, he was getting involved in a premarital relationship. So he said, I advised him that, you know what, this is forbidden. You have to make tawbah, you know, don't do this here.
Right.
And that boy started to swear at him.
Sure.
And said, if you don't stop after school, I'm going to see you. I'm going to sort you out after school. So he asked you, what was I to do? I said, your duty is done. Don't tell him anything now. Because now there's a genuine threat.
Sure. Yeah. You know,
first he started with the verbal abuse. Now physically he wants to sort him out. So I said, your duty was done. You gave the message. You invited him towards goodness. You encouraged him to leave the sin and to make tawbah. But now he wants to fight with you. Now say nothing.
Yeah.
It's up to him now, right? If he wants to take the advice or not, if he takes advice, it'll be better for him. If he doesn't, then he'll be held accountable for that. So alhamdulillah, this kind of thinking is what Dawud Islam is giving us.
It's good.
Invite towards goodness, forbid evil. This is what the deen teaches. Dawud Islam is there to empower us with what the deen teaches us to do and what to abstain from, what not to do. It's also mentioned that there's glad tidings to those whose records of deeds are filled with seeking forgiveness. The person who is continuously asking forgiveness, making tawbah, sincerely seeking repentance from the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's glad news for those people. So you see, there's so much of encouragement, because tawbah is It's the hope to give the hope, to start afresh and to change your tracks and to come back on that straight path.
Also, the Holy Quran, it teaches us that the one who sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who sincerely makes tawbah and still does good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sins, their evil deeds, into good deeds.
Allah.
So this is, you know, the excellences of making tawbah, of seeking istighfar, repenting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this, you know, there is an important lesson here, is that we should not be losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the situation a person may be going through, no matter how down a person may be in sins, he must still be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn back, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to the blessings of that, you would see this person, his life will be starting afresh. Why? Because of the sincere tawbah that he has made. I mean, because in history, in the past, there has been individuals who committed so many grave sins. And then in an instant when they made sincere tawbah, they were forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were granted Jannah. How? Because firstly, they had the firm intention to make tawbah. That intention was there, that sincerity was there. It was the intention that counted. When they made that intention, it was like as if they were saying to themselves, I am completely leaving the sin. I am ashamed of myself.
Right.
I feel regret. And I am not going to do the sin again in the future.
SubhanAllah.
This is the kind of intention they would make when repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this mindset also, we also need to seek repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a beautiful narration in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions and says that when a person repents of his sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the angels who write sins forget his sins.
Allah.
Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this person's body parts, his hands, his feet, etc., they also forget it as well. And also erases its signs on the earth. Eventually, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, no witness to his sin will be there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the beauty of, you know, a person seeking repentance, making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, some wonderful pieces of advice with regards to making tawbah. It's up to us to decide that if we want to go down this route and change our lives. Look, don't wait for the change. Some people say, you know, things will change. Things will change. How about you becoming the change? Our teachers used to tell us, become the first drop of rainfall. You become the change. Don't wait for the change in your life, in your household. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, I can tell you Dawood Islami is encouraging this and it's doing it. That a youngster's mind will be made up. Maybe he attended the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima, or he traveled with Madani Qafilas, or he enrolled for one of the courses. And he got inspired and he started to change his life. But he took that first step. And now at home now, he's also trying to make others' minds, his siblings, even his parents, to try and change their life, change their direction from thinking worldly only to also thinking Islamically and grounding yourself in Islamic values. It's mentioned that whoever desires to be pleased by their record of deeds should increase their repentance. Increase repentance. Every person out there has different types of worries and hardships. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. How do we go about removing them? One of the ways is tawbah. It's mentioned in the blessed hadith that whoever persists in asking for forgiveness, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will grant him relief from every worry.
Subhanallah.
And will grant him a way out of every hardship. and will grant him provision from sources he could never imagine. Why? By being persistent in asking for forgiveness. Look at the how many bounties are there? Not just the forgiveness itself of that sin, of that wrong, but the worries to be removed, the hardships to be removed, provisions from where we can't even imagine. People are saying that, you know, hey, I don't have a job, or there's no barakah, no blessings. How often are we making tawbah? How often are we begging Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness? It's something to really think about and something to ask ourselves. Because this is what the deen encourages. This is what our Islam encourages. This is the hope that it is giving to us. Especially for that person who feels, I'm hopeless, I'm a sinner and I can't help it, I'm weak. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, in this environment of Dawud Islami, good company, the platforms for good environments, Islamic environments, good company is created. How about joining? Because company affects you, we all know that. I remember there was one of our senior Nigrans and representatives of Dawud Islam. He was telling us that youngsters, they come for the weekly ijtima, the weekly program, and they say, hey, when we are here, we feel like so nice, so good, like we are doing something good. We're learning and we're in this environment. But then when we leave from here, then we go back to our old ways. So he advised them, you know, those old ways, those friends that are out there, you need to cut your losses. Because you're going to the wrong company, you're associating with the wrong people, therefore you're slipping back into those sinful activities. But every time you hear in the program, so try to be often with the weekly program, with the monthly Madani Qafila, daily with your nek a'mal. That's your reminder when nobody else is around.
Yeah.
Your pious deeds, which you can download from App Store or Play Store, is a self-questionnaire. It's a program that is guaranteed to help you to transform your life if you fill and you act upon it. That's a guarantee. It's there to ask yourself, what have you done? Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you hurt anybody's feelings today? Did you backbite today? Did you make good intentions today? Did you read your salah? So a lot of important things for our self-development is included in pious deeds, in nek a'mal. And there's separate ones. You have separate for some brothers, for Islamic sisters, for students, for jamia students, for children. These facilities are available. Take advantage of it. The great Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions about a person who is heedless of death, that such a type of person should be informed that your example is like a man when he is asked to uproot such and such a tree. Then he says that this tree is strong enough and it's so strong, I'm so weak, it is beyond my capacity. However, I will try next year. Then it is asked to such a foolish person, will this tree not become stronger next year? And will you not become weaker next year? So the more you on that pathway of sins, the deeper it grows. Those roots grow deeper. The sins become more. So the time to act is now. Masam, any concluding remarks?
No, Masam, you've mentioned that, you know, by sinning, a black spot appears on the heart, and a person continues to sin, then the heart eventually turns black. And this was, you know, in accordance to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a beautiful way of removing that is through repentance, is through tawbah. And also together with that, we find that a person who always makes tawbah, who always says astaghfirullah, makes sincere tawbah, their du'as are answered. For example, look, in the past, there was this baker, and a person comes to his door, grants him shelter. He does not know who this person is. And in the morning, the next day, the person who was a guest at his house goes to him and asks him that, what were you reciting the entire night? He says that I was making the dough And whilst doing all of that, I was reciting Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah.
Subhanallah.
And he says that due to the barakah of this, whatever dua I made my entire life, all of it came true.
Allah.
Except for one dua. One dua I've been making for so long, but it never come true. So this guest, he asked him that, what was the dua? And he says that, I heard there is a great scholar in a particular city. It's my desire to make his ziyarah, to see him.
Subhanallah.
And when this guest asked him that, who is this person? Who is this great alim you're talking about? He says that, I'm talking about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. When the guest hears this, he says that your dua has been accepted because I am Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. So we see how making istighfar enables one that when he makes dua, his du'as are accepted.
MashaAllah Azawajal. Well, here you have it. You know, du'as are also accepted. If a person is making sincere tawbah regularly, try to perform salatul tawbah, 2 rakats, nafil salah at night, and then recall whatever sins you have committed. Repent sincerely to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of those sins. If you violated anybody's rights, then as soon as you can, fulfill the rights and ask them for forgiveness as well. Try to keep a clear conscience, because tawbah is that door of hope, of repentance. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.